with us the director of the Voices of Vision Talking Book Center. Karen, tell me how you really say your last name.
O'Dean.
O'Dean. So yeah. I've messed it up three times already. I apologize. So without further ado, why don't you tell us about the talk? She's going to give the State Library report. Miss Ruta couldn't be here and asked Karen to be here in her stead.
Okay, thank you. Much worse things have been done to my name. You haven't even come close.
I'm so sorry.
Well, keep working on it.
I will.
Thank you. Yes, I bring greetings from the State Library. And Sharon is sorry she couldn't be here today, but since Rock Island is my hometown and I grew up less than a mile from where we're standing, she thought this would be a good match for me. So here I am in the old hometown.
Give her your attention, guys, please.
First, I want to just say I appreciate the opportunity to join the parents' luncheon and seminar today. I really learned a lot at that meeting. That was a very good meeting, very informative. I'm always interested in hearing what's going on with our readers and especially with kids, students, parents, what their needs are. So that's very helpful to me. And yesterday I was here at the exhibit hall, and if my experience is any indication, I think you all could probably come up here and give this talk. I think you all, in this organization, you all know about the services that are out there and you know about the Talking Book Program. But I'll just say a few general words. Here in Illinois, as you know, we have a system with our regional library in Springfield, the Illinois State Library Talking Book and Braille Service, and presently three Talking Book Centers, one in Chicago that serves the city of Chicago, the Chicago Public Library Talking Book Center. I'm out in Geneva, Illinois, at the Voices of Vision Talking Book Center. We serve the 12 counties. Well, we serve Cook County outside the city limits and then 11 other counties surrounding that area. The third center is in East Peoria, and they basically serve the rest of the state. Our machine lending agency is in Southern Illinois at what had been the Southern Illinois Talking Book Center, and they now act as our machine lending agency and do a lot of technological help for the rest of us as well. So that's basically how we're configured. Your books, as always, we share the books among the centers, so probably the majority of your books would come to you from the center in whose service area you live, but since we share books, they may be coming from one of the other centers as well, depending on the availability, on whose shelves that book is sitting when it comes up to be circulated. And, of course, your machines will be coming to you from Carterville, from the Southern Illinois Center, so that when you get them and return them, you just flip the label over and they go back to the appropriate place. We're going full steam ahead with the digital talking book machine, as many of you know. Let me back up a second. I just wanted to say one more word because people always ask me about funding. Here in Illinois, we are part of the Illinois State Library Talking Book and Braille Service, our statewide network, which is part of the Illinois State Library, which is part of the Secretary of State's office. So our funding is partly state, and in recent years, we have also received some federal funding to run our operations, Library Services and Technology Act funding, which is through the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Again, just to return to what I was about to say, we're going full steam ahead with the digital talking book player. I hope that most of you already have the digital player. If you don't, please contact, you can let me know afterwards, or just call your Talking Book Center and request one if you're still just with the cassette player. Basically, what we're saying is people can hang on to their cassette player because, of course, we still have the cassette books. It's just that no new ones are being manufactured now. And the digital Talking Book collection is continuing to grow, and we've been getting really good feedback on the machine. I've got one with me here today, and we're all learning new language and new techniques for running this machine, and learning to stop talking about the little green boxes and learning to start talking about the bright blue boxes that your books are coming in. So, and of course there's new questions to answer. At first I thought, what are the reader advisors going to do when they have to stop talking about four-track tapes? But we've filled it in with other sorts of things to talk about. So I hope that you are all enjoying the new digital player. And of course, it's...
Yes, we are. Most definitely.
Yes, we're very pleased that it's worked out as well as it has, and I appreciate the applause very much. And I think the microphone is being... We'll wait to... Okay, that's... Okay. Okay, are we done? Okay, great. Yeah, that's a little better. I was kind of twisted into a pretzel there trying to lead into that microphone. And then, of course, we also have BARD, the Braille and Audio Reading Download Program, for which I'm sure many of you have applied and used.
All the time.
Good. And, oh, my gosh. I think this microphone has a life of its own. It's moving around of its own accord. It's an animated. No, I think why did you leave it? It's actually pretty good right now.
Are you sure?
Maybe it's self-adjusting. Maybe it adjusts to the person. That's a good idea. Talk about technological developments. As you go through time, if you have questions about that, your best bet is really to call us and call your Talking Book Center, and if we need to seek answers, we will seek answers for you. But that's going strong as well, and we're very pleased to have that service available to us. Of course, we have all different ways that you can access books. We still have our online catalog here in Illinois that you can look. Anybody can browse the collection via that catalog. I'm sure some of you have applied to have an account there too, so you can request books that way. You're still getting your Talking Book Topics or your Braille Book Review, and our new annual catalogs, of course, now will be listing the digital books. You can always call your reader advisor to talk about your reading interests, to change things. To talk about books, to ask about your favorite author, about availability of books. Our reader advisors are on the phone all day long talking to folks, and the reader advisors are readers themselves. They love to read, and so they're happy to try to look up books for you or to seek out information you might need about our collection. Or if you just need to make changes in your service, because we hear people on the phone, they email us, they send us faxes. There's a number of different ways you can communicate with us, as you probably already know. So we hope that if you do want changes to your service, if you want to increase the number of books you're getting, if you have some reason to decrease the number of books that you're getting, some people read more in the winter and less in the summer. Particularly if you have a change of address or something like that, if you can let us know so we're not continuing to send books to the wrong place, that's very helpful to us. We have, the State Library is putting out a newsletter called NewsLink, and that kind of leads me to the next thing I wanted to talk about is, we all read for a lot of different reasons. And it's a very personal thing. I think we don't even realize how much we read and how much information we're taking in by reading. Personally, I sit at a computer for a good part of the day and read things that way, or I'm reading reports, or I'm writing reports, and so, or I'm starting the day out with checking the news either on the internet or an actual old-fashioned print newspaper. We're all assimilating and processing and receiving information all the time, sometimes without even realizing it, I think. And so we're reading for learning, we're reading for citizenship, and we're just reading for pleasure. I mean, after a day of all the emails and the reports and all of that, in the evening, I just want to read something for fun, even if I conk out and snooze off after two paragraphs. But the day's not quite complete without just reading a little bit of a good mystery or just whatever takes my fancy. And I think a lot of people are that way, and that's what we in the Talking Book and Braille program are trying to fulfill. Our collection, the character of our collection is the kind of thing that you would expect to find in a public library, popular fiction and nonfiction for adults and for children. So we hope we're fulfilling those needs for you, but we always are interested in hearing your feedback as well. We're doing some other things. I hope that some of you are ones that have been participating in our adult summer and winter reading programs. I want to give a lot of credit to the Chicago Public Library Talking Book Center. Go, yeah, Pam, you want to go? You, go Chicago?
Yes, go Chicago. Even though that I am retired, I'll always be there in spirit.
That staff does a great job of coordinating summer and winter reading adult programs. And there was an article about it in our most recent TB Talking Book Center news link. And they pick a different theme. And the one that just concluded was called Book Beats. And it had to do with a bibliography was created that had all kinds of books about music and musicians and things of that nature. And then people read a certain number of books, and they're eligible for some prizes. And it's just something different to do. And it kind of mirrors what public libraries do also. Which kind of leads me to my next point, and that is we hope that you don't forget what your public library is doing in your community. Before I came over here today, I just made a quick run through the Rock Island Public Library, which is, of course, the library I used when I was a little kid, and picked up some of their information. And it's just, no matter what library I go to or no matter what public library website I visit here in the state of Illinois, there's really wonderful things going on. They have lots of programs and services. I picked up a little bookmark they have about their downloadable book program, some of their programs and lectures. They're having lectures about the Civil War coming up. And some other programs. They had brochures that people could take about the Radio Information Service that's local here out of WVIK, and just a whole other group of things. They have all kinds of activities for children, story hours and various programs, and it's just summer reading programs and all sorts of things. So don't forget about your public library, because they're just really doing great and wonderful programming and all sorts of services all the time. And that's something that you might want to look into and take advantage of. Let's see, what else do I want to talk about? I talked about the catalogs and the digital books. Yeah, we still have some descriptive videos that we circulate, so those are still out there. I hope our newsletter is informative for you. This last one had some information for example, Bard Talk, which I don't know if any of you use that, but I've had some feedback that that's been very helpful for Bard users. And anyway, we try to keep you up to date on what we're doing, but I will say the digital service is keeping us very busy, and we hope it meets your needs, and we hope that you're finding lots of good books to read in our collection. And I guess finally what I want to say is we hope that you are encouraging one another to sign up for the service. I think you are. I think we get a lot of referrals from people who are already using the service. But if you know somebody who you've just met who could benefit from this service, we hope that you will let them know or give them our number or whatever so that they can get an application, which we can either mail to them or you can print off any of our websites. That's kind of the basics. Does anybody have any questions?
Thank you, Greg.
Yes, Greg Rosenberg.
Is there a planned roadmap for enhancements to the digital talking player, like supporting more file formats?
I know that, I really don't have a specific report for you today, but I do know that various things are being looked into. And I'm sure that as things become available, that information will be made known generally. One thing that I want to point out, I think most of you probably get Talking Book Topics or Braille Book Review. Am I right?
Yep.
Any kind of feedback?
Yep.
Okay, good. If there's always articles at the start of that, and that is one place that you will get news about our program and new developments and things that have been added. And then as these things come out, we also try to make those things available in our newsletters that we're sending out. So, you know, we're happy to have you talk books. Oh, one thing I wanted to mention. We have quite a few people in my service area that belong to book clubs. And if you're belonging to a book club, if you're thinking of starting your own book club, you know, I hope you will think about us as a source of books for that. You know, if you want to look up some good books that might be good for discussion, that would be something that you might want to consider. I don't think a book club has to be a great formal sort of thing. I just read an article the other day in some magazine that talked about just starting a family book club or a mother-daughter book club. So there's all kinds of information and help out there to select books that are good for book clubs. So it's a good way to kind of talk about what you're reading and explore the ideas and the books that you're reading. And that's always fun. If you're someone who loves to read, I know that when I go out and talk to low vision groups, every once in a while I mention a book, and boy, the whole thing just completely takes off and goes in a direction talking about that book, and I'm left with my agenda sitting in front of me. So mm-hmm. When you're in a room full of readers, you know it.
Jamal,
where are you at?
Okay, I'm over here, Byron. Okay. Now, I know you said earlier at the beginning of your talk that you service Cook County outside of Chicago.
That's just my center.
Right. What in case of Voices of Vision, what other counties do you service? The other 11 counties, just out of curiosity for reference for people who might not know.
Okay. Lake, McHenry, Boone, DeKalb, LaSalle, Kane, oh, Lord, Grundy, DuPage, Kankakee, Kane. I said Kane, didn't I? I don't know if I got them all, but it's like if you go out from Chicago and you go over to Boone County and then straight down and then on Grundy, Kankakee, it's Cook County and 11 more counties. If you know somebody who you wonder what service area they're in, just give us a call and we can tell you.
I know I'm in your service area and I am a client of yours.
Good. Okay, so you know where we are. You can call us up whenever you want to. We all have 800 numbers. So you can give us a call, and if the line's busy, just leave a message and somebody will call you back as soon as possible. When we get new applications, we try to start people up within a couple days if we can. And we just love to talk to our patrons and hear what they're thinking about their books and any kind of changes. And we really try to tailor and customize the service to your needs to the best of our ability. So don't hesitate to let us know or send us an email if you have a particular book you'd like to find or if you need to make changes to your service. If you're tired of reading Westerns and you want to start with mysteries, or if you read historical fiction and you really want only historical fiction set in, I don't know, California or whatever, we'll do our best to meet those needs. And I just want to emphasize, even though I mainly talked about this in the parent seminar, we have wonderful books for children as well. And the print braille books, and that's going strong as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you want to read children, and one thing that I always emphasize, I think I talked about this maybe the last time I was here, I personally love to read children's books. So, you know, the books in the collection are available to you. So if you want to reread some childhood favorite, go ahead and order it. I sometimes just get out something like Wind in the Willows or some book like that, just when the mood strikes me, and it just fits whatever reading need I might have at that moment. So the books in the collection are available to you, and please let us know if you have any questions or book requests.
Who is your favorite author?
My favorite author? Yeah. Oh, my word. I don't think I have a favorite author. I do like to read British setting mysteries.
Oh, like Agatha Christie?
Actually, no. I don't really read. I love some of the television productions that have been done of Agatha Christie mm-hmm. novels. But I was really lucky. I got to go to London this year. And one of the things we did, we made a side trip to Oxford, which was just a wonderfully amazing place. So my first act, actually, I think when I got back from the airport from O'Hare and I needed to go out and get some groceries, I swung by the bookstore and picked up a copy of Gaudy Night by Dorothy Sayers. Dorothy Sayers is probably one of my favorite mystery writers, and that's set at Oxford. So I was able to read that slowly, make it last over a few weeks so that I could keep that Oxford experience going. Uh-huh. So.
Anybody else? Josh?
How long does it take for the application for the BARD website?
Oh, once we receive the application, we try to process the same day. Occasionally, it might go over into the next day, but our standard is to process them within 2 business days. And then you get a message back.
And before I forget, I need to make sure that everyone who reads Newsline realizes that the sponsor in Illinois for Newsline is the Library for the Blind. Other questions?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.